The Milwaukee County Board has just passed a measure that would require all county contractors to pay their workers a wage of $11.32 an hour. The measure may withstand a possible veto. The cities of Milwaukee and Madison and Dane County also have so-called living wage ordinances. But state legislation introduced yesterday by two suburban Milwaukee Republicans would tighten the purse strings. Representative Chris Kapinga of Delafield says the local governments would have to fund the ordinances with local tax dollars.
So they will not be able to take state dollars to fund any wages. If it's a contract and they utilize state dollars, they cannot have that wage ordinance in place.
Kapinga says the measure was being amended late yesterday, but is still headed for a public hearing in Madison this morning. Planning to testify against the bill is Milwaukee County Supervisor David Bowen, a key sponsor of the county living wage plan. Bowen says the state bill is an overreach.
Over the power of local municipalities who know what's best for their own jurisdictions. And this is a tackle to working poor as much as it is on local control.
Bowen says if people helped by living wage ordinances lose that assistance, they'll have to turn to other forms of public aid. The Republicans' bill would also block local governments from having residency requirements on public works projects. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.